For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. Bow down to the drug czars. Hand them a key to your house and car. Give them full dominion to put chains upon our children. 500 billion to these taskers and 5 trillion to their masters. It's a drug war till the end of time. What's ours is theirs, and so divine. Bow down to the drug czar and do it now. This is Bill Piper of the Drug Policy Alliance.
Congressman Sensenbrenner from Wisconsin, who's chair of the House Judiciary Committee, has introduced legislation that, among other things, would require people to report certain drug offenses within 24 hours and then provide full assistance to the police in capturing and prosecuting the people involved. And, you know, it's pretty sweeping in terms of the offenses that you would have to report. You know, for instance, if your cousin told you that he gave a marijuana joint to his roommate in college, or if you find out that your daughter, who's addicted to drugs, begged her boyfriend to find her some drugs, and they're both in drug treatment. Both of those are examples in which either if you witness the offense or if you learn of it, so if they just tell you or you somehow learn that it happened, you have to report the offense within 24 hours or you face a mandatory two-year prison term. Actually, it could be up to 10 years, but at least 2 years has to be mandatory. So it's a pretty serious offense.
Asking people to become informants, narcs, in fact.
Yeah, it pretty much makes every American a government spy. It's similar to, Ashcroft had an initiative that he called Operation Tips, where he encouraged Americans to spy on each other. So if you were a delivery man, like a UPS man, you dropped off a package, and you saw that someone had a copy of, you know, Soldier of Fortune or the Quran or whatever, you were encouraged to report that to the police. But where this differs is that Ashcroft didn't go this far. All he did was encourage people to spy on their neighbors, which is pretty bad. This legislation would make it a crime not to spy on your neighbor.
Monsters and demons using powders and potions must be stopped no matter the cause. Kneel down and pray for the new Inquisition. Pray for success of the new Dark Age. All this in the name of God. The prohibition of certain potions is quite simply the modern equivalent of the Salem witchcraft trials. Should we not judge people by their actions rather than the plant products found in their pockets? This is Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.